Welcome! Today we're heading to the Dolomites in northern Italy, where pale limestone peaks rise above meadows, forests, and deeply rooted village life. This is a guide to seeing them slowly, with practical walks, memorable food, and enough flexibility to let the mountains set the pace. The first impression is scale. Jagged rock towers seem to appear all at once beyond a bend in the road, then soften into green pastures dotted with barns and grazing cattle. Light changes the whole mood here. In clear morning air, the peaks can look almost silver. Later, warmer light brings out pink and orange tones in the stone. Yet the valleys below often feel surprisingly quiet, with church spires, wood balconies, and a measured daily rhythm. That contrast is the real appeal. You can spend an hour looking up at a dramatic wall of rock, then sit in a small village square with nowhere urgent to be. The Dolomites reward attention more than speed. Cortina d'Ampezzo is a lively, polished base with a wide valley setting and easy access to major scenery. It suits travelers who want services, cafes, and a sense of activity around them. Val Gardena has a different character. Villages such as Ortisai sit among strong Latin cultural traditions, with handsome alpine buildings and quick access toward higher slopes. It can be an excellent base for combining gentle walks with lift-assisted views. For broad, open landscapes, Alpe di Siussa is hard to forget. Its high meadow plateau gives you room to walk beneath the peaks rather than simply stare at them from a roadside viewpoint. Then there is the Triesheim area, known for its unmistakable three peaks. It is iconic for good reason, but popular. Go with patience, consider quieter times or alternate routes, and remember that the surrounding terrain deserves as much attention as the famous skyline. For a short first trip, begin by choosing one valley town and settling in. Resist the temptation to use every day as a long transfer. An unhurried arrival walk, a local dinner, and a look at the weather forecast are a better opening. On day 2, take an accessible meadow or village walk. Alpe di Siussa, Val Gardena, and many valley paths offer options where the experience is about views, farm landscapes, and steady walking rather than technical ambition. For the next day, choose a well-marked higher elevation hike that matches your fitness, equipment, and the actual conditions. Mountain weather can change fast, so turn back early if visibility worsens or storms are possible. A shorter safe walk still counts as a good day. Keep the final day loose. A scenic pass, a lake, a cable car viewpoint were available, or simply a long village lunch. That spare time is useful when weather shifts, and it keeps the itinerary from becoming a checklist. Food here reflects both Italian and Alpine traditions. Look for kinderli, red dumplings often served in broth or with rich sauces, speck, the lightly smoked cured ham of South Tyrol, and regional pasta dishes, including filled specialities and hearty sauces. For snow-free walking, the warmer months are generally the most suitable, though conditions vary with altitude and year. Shoulder periods can bring quieter villages and beautiful color, but also more uncertain weather and reduced seasonal access. Winter is for a very different, snow-focused mountain experience. A car makes remote valleys and trailheads easier to reach, but it is not the only way to travel. Trains connect with regional bus networks, and lifts plus walking can cover a great deal. Check local transport, lift, road, and trail information close to departure. Once outside, stay on marked paths, take all waste with you, give wildlife space, and respect farms and private land. If a landmark feels crowded, choosing another valley or a simpler route can be both more peaceful and kinder to the place. The most useful Dolomites plan is simple. Build around one or two valleys, leave room for weather, and let walks, villages, and meals share equal importance. Thanks for listening, and wherever you go next, travel gently and leave space for the landscape to breathe.